Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for January 13th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. AETN, Fayetteville Public Library, and KUAF invite the public to a free screening of Soul Food Junkies as part of Community Cinema. It's this afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library. In this film, the soul food culinary tradition is examined for both its significance and its consequences. AETN.com/community cinema for more information.
And KUAF's Molly Ron will be moderating the conversation after the screening.
Absolutely correct.
Ahead on this weekend edition of Ozarks, two conversations. One about the hard work of a food server. Another with a local boy turned big city urban developer. But first,
many municipalities in the area made news this week for the buying and selling of property. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Sooner or later, every city has to deal with real estate in some form or fashion. This past week, we aired stories about property being bought or sold by three area cities. On Tuesday, Fort Smith's Board of Directors voted to purchase the Bell Grove Center at 622 North 7th Street. The city agreed to buy the property from Girls Incorporated in order to create a new recreation center to be under the direction of the city's Parks and Recreation Division. Parks and Recreation Director Mike Alsup says that the city had its eyes on the property for some time.
We had looked at it, considered it back 5 or 6 years ago before the economy went into the recession and our funding was reduced, so noticed it was still for sale. So I called the realtor and looked at it this summer and made a proposal in my budget, but at the time the funding just wasn't there, and they are planning on auctioning the property next week, but they're still taking offers. So we met with the Girls Inc. Representatives and made an offer to them, and they've accepted that.
Alsup says that the property purchase is advantageous because the city doesn't currently have any all-ages recreational facilities.
We have one at Girls Incorporated facility. We have several boys and girls clubs. They all deal with the children and youth of our community, but there's really nothing for the adults to use. So this facility will be able to be used by the adults and as well as the youth and the children. And this facility is a couple of miles from the closest Boys and Girls Club, and there are two elementary schools and a junior high that are all closer to this facility than they are at the Boys and Girls Club that's a couple of miles away.
In addition, Alsup says that the facility is strategically well-placed, considering its location in the downtown historic district and its close proximity to two elementary schools and one junior high school. The facility will cost the city just more than $100,000, but necessary renovations include replacing the roof, bringing the facility's pool up to code, renovating restrooms throughout the building, and repairing water damage. Those renovations could cost an estimated $1.4 million. In other property acquisition news, the city of Bella Vista may soon be the proud new owners of three buildings and land already being used by the city's police and fire departments. In a special meeting Thursday morning, the Bella Vista Property Owners Association's Board of Directors voted to accept an offer from the city to purchase the buildings, though as the buildings are common property owned by the association, association members must first be asked to approve the purchase. If members do approve the deal, Bella Vista Mayor Frank Anderson says that both the POA and the city would benefit from the transaction.
It will help them out from the standpoint of getting them out of any of the maintenance for those buildings. It will give them some monies for the value of those buildings. From the city standpoint, it will get us into the real estate business. Currently, we own no real estate other than if you consider the roads and the rights of way for those roads. That's the only property that the city actually has control over within the city limits.
The city council offered to pay almost $1.6 million for the land and buildings located off of Trafalgar Road, Glasgow Road, and Town Center. Anderson says that there's more than one way that the city could foot the bill for the real estate.
We have the ability, I think, to finance if we want to go that route and not make an outright cash payment. We could probably, based on my estimation, and obviously we'll have to deal with the city council and figure out what their druthers are and how they would like to go about the purchase, but we have the capability to pay outright for the building, the offer that was made.
According to a news release by the POA, it could be quite a while before the transaction is complete. In the meantime, the city will continue to pay its monthly rental rate to the association. But cities are as apt to sell real estate as they are to buy it. As we told you earlier this week, the city of Fayetteville is considering a deal that would see the removal of an eyesore in the eastern part of town and the construction of a shiny new business. The city council is set to consider a sale of nearly 2 acres of the former Tyson Mexican Original plant to Iowa-based Come and Go. Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams says that the city is offered to sell the parcel for $900,000, and as part of the agreement, the city will share with Come and Go the cost of demolishing the old factory and other necessary land improvements.
They will pay up to 25% or up to $100,000 of the demolition costs, and it looks like there's a second commercial lot that could be sold that would have frontage on Happy Hollow, another 2-acre lot there. Well, in order to properly access it and safely access it, we wanted to have a road that would come in from the intersection into this whole 10-acre area with a lot on either side of the road. And because of that, since we don't have another developer yet or purchaser on the other side, the city owns that, so we were going to split that, and we have tentatively agreed to share that 50-50 with Come and Go.
That means that the cost of constructing all of the roads surrounding the Come and Go will be split between the company and the city, though Come and Go would shoulder the cost of improvements to Ray Avenue to the east or of additional lanes on Highway 16. The city originally purchased the entire 11-acre campus in 2004 for $1.1 million. Right-of-way acquisition and construction of new fire and police stations were reasons the city bought the land nearly 9 years ago. But with the new Fire Station 3 completed in 2008 and renovations to the existing police station on Rock Street, the old factory has stood mostly empty. But Williams says that one of the best parts of this land deal is that the eyesore that is the abandoned tortilla plant will finally be gone.
It's been vandalized. It's almost impossible to secure. The wiring has been stolen. Many pipes have been stolen, and it's got some inherent dangers in it because it has pits in there, and of course it's dark. And so it has been a problem for the police to keep it safe. They've had to go out there many times to try to get loiterers out and other people out that actually might injure themselves. So it has been a problem for the city, and there's been an overall desire of the city to try to make that whole lot look better by removing that structure.
The Fayetteville City Council is expected to discuss the land sale at its next meeting this Tuesday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.